are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and I am thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 to 20 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Coming up on today's show, we're going to preview the offseason a little bit in the context of a couple of moves by other teams that have already been made that hint at what to expect in this offseason. We all knew, if you've been paying attention, you've been hearing about how teams are basically expecting the rest of the league to really hunker down, and that the free agent market, the non-tender decisions could all point to one thing, and that is decreased spending and surprising decisions being made for financial reasons. So we'll get into the details of that next, but first a little bit about me. I've been a contributor for the baseball analysis sites Beyond the Box Score and Fangraphs as a Rotographs contributor. I started a Giants podcast called Covecast in 2015 and then joined the Locked On Podcast Network prior to the 2019 season. I'm also a lifelong diehard Giants fan. So a couple of moves have already been made because we're in that five-day window after the World Series ends where several decisions have to be made. Players and clubs must make decisions on 2021 options, and then the qualifying offer decisions also have to be made by Sunday. Players who are, you know, set to be free agents are officially free agents now, but they cannot sign with any other team other than the team they finished the year with until after Sunday or on Sunday. I'm not exactly sure. So like Kevin Gausman, Drew Smyly, the Giants can be talking with those guys. They could sign those guys at this point, and there's no doubt they're having conversations, especially with Gausman, probably saying, look, we very well may give you the qualifying offer, and so would you rather just settle on a multi-year deal, or, you know, we give you this qualifying offer and, you know, you can accept it, but if you reject it, that's definitely going to hurt his chances in free agency, because any team that signs him, if he rejects the qualifying offer, would have to surrender a draft pick to the Giants in next year's draft. But anyway, all that is going on, and the two decisions that have happened in the last couple days, actually yesterday and earlier today, were options. And what happened was the St. Louis Cardinals declined their 2021 club option over Colton Wong. So it was a $12.5 million club option with a $1 million buyout. And it is surprising. It is surprising. Colton Wong has been a big part of the Cardinals ever since he debuted, I think, in 2014. And he was a first-round draft pick of theirs. And he's one of the better defensive second basemen in the league, if not the best defensive second baseman in the league. He's a good base runner. He's not great as a hitter, but he's around average, slightly better than average against right-handed pitching. So if that all sounds intriguing to you as a Giants fan, you would be right, in my opinion, because that's kind of sort of one of those types of players we've been talking about as a potential target for the Giants this offseason. So we'll talk about that in a second, but the first thing to say is that it is surprising that a player of this caliber was not worth bringing back at $12.5 million. So we had some quotes later from the Cardinals president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak, saying that a huge part of their revenue comes from fans being in the stands. And so he basically said they are going to have to trim payroll significantly, and this is an example of that. So Colton Wong becomes a free agent. And I mean, from 2017 through 2019, the three normal full seasons before this year, he was at least a two-win player, according to Fangraphs, 2 wins above replacement. 2.2, then 2.8, then 3.7 in 2019. Most of that coming from his great defense. So I'm not saying he's the perfect fit. He's one of those guys that if you don't necessarily think he's providing as much value as like Fangraphs is putting into the defense column, like in the war calculation, if you're thinking, you know, at second base with all the shifting, defense is a little bit less valuable than it used to be, I think you'd be making a valid argument. So at the end of the day, he's just kind of a light hitting second baseman, but a lot of that value is coming from base running and defense. But still, he's a lefty infielder, really good at second base, and I would imagine he could probably play some third base if, you know, a team like the Giants wanted him to do that, and it would increase his value potentially by giving him another position that he plays. So I don't know. It's probably kind of a long shot, but just another pretty quality player being cast away despite having a relatively affordable team option on a team that is loyal to him, drafted him. He's a fan favorite, and they just didn't want to pay him $12.5 million, and they cast him away. And so he's a free agent, definitely someone to consider for the Giants, especially if they think he can play some third base. But again, not necessarily my top pick, because at the end of the day, you're not getting great offense out of this player. So coming up next, I want to talk about another shocking move coming out earlier today about Brad Hand. So we'll get into that in a minute, but first, one reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use on more important things like the mortgage or food. Why would you choose to spend 30, 50, 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? Random example, a fuel pump assembly for a 2005 to 2010 Honda Odyssey costs $353.99 at Advance, which is a big chain store, and $216.79 at rockauto.com. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. Best of all, RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us?" box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. All right, as promised, here in the second half of the show, I want to talk about the other surprising move that happened this morning with a really good relief pitcher, Brad Hand, from the Cleveland Indians. So with Hand, who's been one of the best relievers in the game multiple years running, including in 2020, the Indians held a $10 million club option over Hand, and it has a $1 million buyout. And so instead of just buying him out right now, what the Indians did is they placed him on outright waivers. So it's a pure cost-cutting transaction, and the hope for them is that another team claims him, which I would imagine that somebody would, because he's a really good player at just $10 million, which used to be considered a pretty good deal. I would, going into the year before the pandemic, pretty much anyone in the industry would say Brad Hand at $10 million for 1 year is a bargain. But the Indians are like, I'm shocked, because they could have just exercised the club option, picked him up, and then tried to trade him. But it seems as if they're concerned that even at $10 million, they wouldn't have been able to find a taker, couldn't have gotten anything back for him, and maybe wouldn't have even been able to unload him. So rather than risk that, they're just like, here, will anyone take him away from us for free? I mean, not for free, for $10 million, just dangling him in front of 29 other teams. So to me, like, this is a tremendous fit for the Giants if he could somehow find his way to them in the waiver priority, you know, list. So the way it works is because Hand is coming from an American League team, the AL gets priority, worst record to best record, and then it moves to the National League, worst winning percentage to best winning percentage. So the Giants being in the middle of the pack in the second league, a lot of teams would have to pass over this guy in order for him to get to them. So I don't think that will happen. If he does get to them, then I guess there's a pretty decent chance they don't claim him either, which would just be kind of shocking if Hand at $10 million gets all the way through all 29 other teams. In which case, I don't know exactly what happens. I think the Indians would then have to just decline the club option and pay him the $1 million. But, you know, just for the chance at saving $1 million, they're doing this maneuver. Like, the Cardinals could have done the same thing with Colton Wong, but didn't. They just paid the $1 million. It's like, I don't know why the Cardinals didn't do that. I don't know if it's a respect thing, but the Indians are having none of that, and they're just like, here, somebody take this really good player off our hands. We don't want him, even though they need him. I mean, they're the type of team that needs this type of player. So obviously, this is a great fit for the Giants. It goes without saying. He's been one of the best relievers in the game pretty much since he became a full-time reliever with the Padres. I think hopefully a lot of Giants fans remember this guy. Lefty, big power slider, and a good fastball too. He's 30 years old, strikeout machine since 2016 when he became a full-time reliever with the Padres. He has a 33% strikeout rate, which is really good. If you're striking out, he's consistently just strikes out a third of batters faced, which has come out to, you know, roughly 12 to 13 batters per nine innings consistently. He has a 2.70 ERA over that span since 2016, and the peripherals are good as well. So for a Giants team that is looking for like a veteran presence in the bullpen and somebody who can close out games for them, be a high leverage pitcher and potentially a closer, I mean, this guy has been a closer for a long time and a good one. And so if he gets to them, they need to make a claim. And if they don't, then that just really, really speaks volumes to the financial state of the game. Just the fact that these moves are happening at all speaks volumes to the financial state of the game. But if we can expect to see more activity like this, I don't know how many more opt-out decisions, I'll have to look, need to be made, and if we should expect more surprising moves like this. But certainly at the non-tender deadline, that's going to be another enormous influx of players entering free agency due to non-tenders. Basically, teams have club control over a player. They're set to make a certain amount of money in the arbitration process, whatever that number may be. And teams are like, we don't think you're worth that. And so they'll non-tender them and they'll become free agents. So that activity is going to happen in about a month. But for now, this five-day window, this is when we're seeing the club options, basically, that is leading to some of this activity. So we'll talk more about that probably next week. I think we'll do a mailbag tomorrow. So look out on Twitter for the prompt. I still have some backlogged questions that we'll also sift through as well. But so we'll do that tomorrow, and then on Monday, we'll be able to talk about if any Giants players received the qualifying offer, and we'll also have the results from these potential waiver claims. Like, I think it's 48 hours that we'll get some answers on these claims. Well, it would just be on Brad Hand, because Wong, he's just now a free agent. He's not on waivers. So be sure to come back on Monday. We'll definitely have a lot to talk about. Certainly the qualifying offer, Kevin Gausman, did he get it? So if you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button. We're a daily show Monday through Friday. If you like this show, please consider leaving a review in the Apple Podcast Store. Thank you so much for listening. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow. And until then, we'll see you next time.